When I was a kid, I loved going to Disney World. An insane amount. Take your average child's amount of excitement going to Disney and amplify it by 10 times or 100 times, and you would be in the ballpark of where I was at. I was never much of a thrill ride person. I tended to stick to what's called a dark ride, which is stuff like your Pirates of the Caribbean, your Haunted Mansions, these sort of things. But my dad wanted to show me something one day when we were about to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our station at the entrance to Main Street, USA. Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
When we got there, he took me right to Frontierland and he showed me this ride called Splash Mountain. You may have heard of it. It's been in the news recently for some less than stellar reasons. He said to me, I know you won't like this ride most likely because it is a thrill ride, but if you go on this ride, I will buy you a custom double-bladed lightsaber when we go to Hollywood Studios. Me, being a Star Wars fan at the time and now, to an insane degree, could not resist. So we went. We were in the queue. It was very noisy. Everyone was talking, being excited for the ride while I was standing there. Very, very nervous. Not ready to do this, but with a lightsaber on the line, I knew I had to. When suddenly, the sky turned gray. It was raining. Classic Florida weather. Thunder and lightning going off every minute or so. As if I wasn't already scared enough. They ended up closing the ride and escorting everybody out of the queue once most of the storm had passed. And I never went near that ride again. Well, I thought I wouldn't. Cut exactly 10 years to the day in the future. August 2019. My cousin's just been bar mitzvahed, and as a present to him, we are going on a VIP tour of Disneyland. And one of the stops is Splash Mountain. I've obviously matured since 2009, and I was willing to give it another chance. Though I was apprehensive because I didn't want to get wet in the middle of a hot California day because I didn't want to walk around Disneyland all wet for the rest of the time. And I ended up going on the ride with no problems. In fact, I kind of enjoyed it. Ended up getting myself a pin for that.